Time to head home on a Tuesday. It's the Sports Rush, your daily local sports fix, 4 to 6. I am Brett Rump, along with Caleb Hatch, and we've got you connected on the Parkview Sports Medicine text line, 46862. 46862. Questions, comments, suggestions. What's on your mind on this Tuesday? Let us know. 46862. Where did we get it right? Where did we get it wrong? Yeah, it's your chance. 46862, the Parkview Sports Medicine text line. Sean Sidlowski is going to join us. I don't know if you had a chance to hear him at all on Saturday night. Did you catch any of the radio broadcast, Caleb, of the Comets game with Shane Alberani and Sean Sidlowski on the call?
I did not.
I believe it might be Sean Sidlowski's radio debut. All the years with the Comets and missing some games, you would have thought that Shane would have been considerate enough to invite Sean up to the press box. It was great to hear Sid. And he was on the broadcast with Shane. And, of course, those first broadcasts, always a little tough because you're a little nervous. Your voice always sounds different in your headphones than you think it sounds. And you have to go back, listen to tape, try to refine it. Sean did a good job. It was a little tough to hear him because he's a little soft-spoken, but he was on the call with Shane Alberani on Saturday night as the Comets got the big win 4-3 coming from behind to defeat Wheeling and open the season 1-0. Now the Comets, with this grind of a schedule to start the season, play again on Saturday, the only game this week at Kalamazoo. I don't know if there's an explanation as to why the season is starting so slowly as far as the schedule. One game the first weekend, one game the second weekend, and then it starts to get a little more serious. But Sean Sidlowski, he's going to join us coming up in about 15 minutes or so. Also on the way, we'll talk high school football. Of course, this weekend, a big weekend of high school football because you've got now all six classes in action. We've got 1-6 coming up this Friday night, and we will be at Carroll High School. Once again, tell you, I love it out there, Caleb. Have you been to the new stadium? You've not been out there yet, have you?
At Carroll?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been there a couple times.
Oh, yeah. We were out there opening
week
night.
Week one.
we opened up the season. See, that's been more than like 2 days ago. My memory doesn't go back that far. That was when it was like so hot that we kept overheating with the equipment. Yeah, I forget those days when all of a sudden it's 50 degrees. But it's a beautiful day today, at least. A lot of sunshine. We don't have any kind of weather, atmospheric weather conditions like they were having for the Colts out in San Francisco. But anyway, we will be there on Friday night. Carroll will be hosting the Homestead Spartans, not only a rivalry, but now a postseason rivalry as these two teams match up. By the way, in case you didn't know, we also have a podcast page. We can go back and listen to any of our high school football broadcast. It is at Fort Wayne High School Sports, wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can go ahead, look it up, make sure you like it, make sure you follow it, whatever the button might be. And you can listen to our high school football broadcast replays, or there's some highlights for some of the games on there. But it's our Fort Wayne High School Sports. If you want a list of complete podcasts, you can go to 1380thefan.com. and check it out there. Of course, you've got a podcast that you do every week. Now, is that year-round, or your racing podcast?
Yes, year-round. We skip the week of Thanksgiving and the week of Christmas, the week of New Year's, because, I mean, there's just really nothing going on then news-wise.
Well, a lot of people would say there's not a lot going on right now. Is the season over?
Yeah, season's over, but the off-season is kind of where all the juicy rumors come out about who's going where to what team and testing and all that stuff. So we'll have a lot this week on testing and some potential former F1 drivers who could find their way in IndyCar in the next year or two.
Are there any big time rumors as far as drivers that might be switching teams or maybe new drivers that are coming over from Formula One or anything like that?
Yeah. So Stoffel Vandoorne, who raced in F1 a couple years ago, he's set to do a test, date not confirmed. That was just announced today. Nico Hülkenberg, who raced in F1 for a long time, just did a test on Monday. with an IndyCar team. So we'll have that to talk about. Plus, Andretti might buy an F1 team. That's been a long-standing rumor and didn't get an answer this weekend at the U.S. Grand Prix in Austin. But apparently the deal is still in the works. We'll see.
Coming up at 6 o'clock, we've got the season debut of the Mastodons Coaches Show. And we will be live at the Holiday Inn across from the Coliseum starting at 6 o'clock. Join us either in person or on the radio by tuning in and listening to Coach John Kaufman, men's basketball coach. He'll join us right at the top of the hour at 6. And then near the bottom of the hour, we will be joined for the first time on the Mastodons Coaches Show by new women's basketball coach, Maria Marcassano. So many people in this community probably remember when she was a star at Elmhurst. Now she has returned to the Summit City to take over the Purdue-Fort Wayne women's basketball program. A lot of optimism surrounding the Mastodons this year. Really good-looking men's roster. It's deep, it's talented, and a lot of the best players returning from last year. And we'll talk to Coach John Kaufman about the men, Maria Marcassano about the women. That comes up 6 to 7 tonight right here at 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM. World Series. Hard to believe it gets started tonight with the Houston Astros and the Atlanta Braves. I've got to like the Astros in this. I think the Braves surprised me in getting past the Dodgers, but I think the Dodgers had a San Francisco hangover. You know, the Dodgers wore out their pitching staff, number one. But number two, I kind of feel like the Dodgers, after that emotional series against San Francisco, because they had such a rivalry all year long in the National League West, when the Dodgers finally came from behind to beat San Francisco and advance to the divisional or the AL or NLCS, that the Dodgers were just not quite ready emotionally to bounce back against the Braves. Meanwhile, the Braves had the extra day off, and the Braves were at home. They got the series started, got the advantage, and just carried it from there. So there's a lot of confidence with the Braves against the Astros. I like the Astros in this one, Caleb. I just feel like you can go ahead, bang the drum or the trash can. I think the Astros will win this series. I would be shocked if it goes past five games.
You know what? Call me crazy, but I'm going to take the Braves. I'll go with the Braves in six. How about that?
Team of destiny?
Yeah. Yeah, we get these teams every so often, and I just think this Braves team, they slay the dragon, so to speak, with the Dodgers, and now with the whole nation rooting for them, except for people in the city of Houston, I think the Braves will get it done.
Caleb's got the Braves. I've got the Astros. Let us know what you think on our text line, 46862. It's the Parkview Sports Medicine text line, 46862. Halloween coming up this weekend. Of course, the Colts will be busy taking on the Tennessee Titans down at Lucas Oil Stadium. I imagine a number of our listeners will be either tuning in or going down and watching the Titans and the Colts this weekend. Big plans for your Halloween. Do you do a lot of big stuff on Halloween weekend?
Not really a Halloween guy. But I'll be in Michigan, this weekend visiting, with some of my girlfriend's family and watching the Michigan State game Saturday, then driving back Saturday afternoon.
Watching live there? You're going?
Well, not at the game.
Oh,
no,
okay.
No, it's just that.
You realize you don't have to go to Michigan to watch Michigan State on TV. We will have TV coverage of it here. Okay.
No. One of her brothers, they wanted to have people over to watch the game, and they're a Michigan State family. I guess I didn't know this, but her brother's wife is a Michigan gal, so that will make it interesting. I'll probably root for Michigan just to be that guy as well at the party, but then go into a friend's house Saturday night. She usually hosts a Halloween party, and then Sunday itself, I don't know, just not really doing anything.
Probably watch football.
Yeah.
46862 Parkview Sports Medicine text line. Oh, it is Tuesday. I almost forgot. We got to do time capsule trivia. It is Tuesday, Time Capsule Trivia. It is that time right now. Caleb has a list of events that all happened in the same year, and he's going to give them to us one by one. We get a chance to make our guess. Whoever gets the year right is today's winner. Who wants to challenge me? Call us now. 447-8500, 447-8500. Don't hesitate. Grab the phone. Call in. You could be a winner of a large pizza from Pizza Hut. We've got a Pizza Hut card waiting for you. If you want to call in, have some fun with us, make the call right now, 447-8500, and play Tuesday Time Capsule Trivia here on the Sports Rush. Almost forgot. It's Tuesday. Maybe after last week's loss, maybe I was just hoping to forget. But yeah, it's Tuesday, Time Capsule Trivia time, 447-8500. Call us now, and you could play here on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM. Still coming up, Sean Sidlowski is going to join the program coming up in just minutes. We're going to talk Comet hockey and what he saw from the Comets, but also what's happening with Sid. And how close is he to being ready to play? And where will he play? What are his hopes? Has he talked to any teams? And what are his chances to come back to the Comets? We'll talk to Sean Sidlowski about it all coming up in just minutes. Then at 6 o'clock, the Mastodons Coaches Show live from the Holiday Inn, our new home right across from the Coliseum. You are welcome to come out. You know, I didn't know what they had in there. I don't have a lot of reason to go to local hotels, and my wife's thankful, but I don't have a lot of reason to go to local hotels, so I haven't been inside the Holiday Inn. I checked it out here a couple of weeks ago, and it's nice. You've got the lobby with the restaurant/bar area just off the lobby, and that's where we'll be broadcasting, and the public welcome to come out, be part of the show tonight. Hang out, maybe grab a bite to eat, maybe a cocktail, and come on out and check out the Mastodons Coaches Show starting at 6 o'clock tonight from the Holiday Inn here at 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM. All right, I believe we have a caller on the line, and so it is time to play some Tuesday Time Capsule Trivia. Going to the phone line to see who's ready to play. Who's this?
This is Keegan.
Hey, Keegan, welcome to the show. Good luck to you. You know how this works.
Yes, sir.
Caleb is going to give us a list of events all happening in the same calendar year. One by one, we'll take our shot to see if we can guess the year. Whoever gets it first is today's winner. Up for grabs, we've got a large pizza at Pizza Hut, courtesy of Pizza Hut Restaurants of Fort Wayne. Caleb, let's kick it off.
It's time for Tuesday Time Capsule Trivia on the Sports Rush.
All right, starting off with clue number one. This is a fun one. The New York Yankees win the World Series.
Oh, boy. He does this to us. This, like, narrows it down to, like, one of
what is it, one
years.
One of 27, 28?
Keegan, do you want to take the first shot and narrow it down for me, or would you like me to go ahead and throw out a random guess?
You take it.
1978, of course.
1996,
of course. See, he probably has this whole list of clues, and the first guess, we were not going to get it right regardless. Now, Caleb, let's get to clue number two.
All right, clue number two. The Baltimore Ravens and Minnesota Vikings returned an NFL record 3 kickoff returns for touchdowns. Happening this year.
There's a big clue there.
Oh.
Keegan, did you catch the big clue? The big clue.
That,
Baltimore
that put it into the modern,
Ravens.
Modern Yankees era.
Yeah, it was. It has to be. I can't tell you because I don't want you to get an advantage on me, but it is the Baltimore Ravens and Minnesota
yes.
Vikings. Okay. You want the. Where are we at? Does he get this one first or do I get this one first, Caleb? You're the judge.
He goes first, since I think you guessed first last
okay.
time.
Okay.
I can't recall every year the Yankees have won it recently. 2008.
Oh, I see. I like how Keegan plays this game. He's trying to match it up with a year that the Yankees won it with a year that this possibly happened. I'm not that scientific. I just randomly throw out what comes on the top of my head. And on the top of my head, I'm going to say 2009.
Good guess. Yankees did win the World Series, I believe, in 2009. But not the year we're looking for. All right, clue number three. David Duvall is the PGA Tour money leader. David Duvall.
Wow.
That throws it back a little bit.
It does seem to throw it back a little bit. Who goes first on this one, Caleb?
Keegan will go first.
Oh, Keegan, you get to go first.
Okay, this is the year of Sammy Sosa. I'm going 1998.
What? Keegan.
Good
congratulations.
Work.
Congratulations. Oh, yeah. You got it.
All right.
1998, the winner. Congratulations, Keegan. Appreciate
right,
you calling
thanks.
In to play, and I'm real happy for you. Can you tell that is a genuine happiness for you taking my pizza? I've got a large pizza to Pizza Hut to pass your way. Caleb will get the information he needs from you. Just stay on the line here for a couple of minutes. We'll get you taken care of. That is Keegan, everybody, in Tuesday Time Capsule Trivia. 1998.
Now, if you recall, Nike did this huge campaign because they had Tiger Woods and David Duvall back then. Back when they were, I think Duvall got as high as like number two in the world in the golf rankings. The other two clues, by the way, Michigan Wolverines won the Rose Bowl and the national championship. And then Peyton Manning throws a career high 28 interceptions.
Well, that I would have known. Now, I'd have gotten it on Peyton Manning. I would have known that rookie season, 1998. I would have known it then. I will be honest, Keegan stripped this one from me. And I would have been wrong anyway, because I was going to guess around 96, because I was figuring it that it was pre-Tiger Woods, and so I thought it had to be 96, maybe 97, but congratulations to Keegan. He is the winner of today's Tuesday Time Capsule Trivia. Tune in every Tuesday for your chance to play and win with the Sports Rush. Still coming up, we got Sean Sidlowski on the other side of the break, and we'll talk Mastodons, Colts, high school football, and more. Plenty on the way as we count down to the Mastodons Coaches Show coming up at 6 o'clock, the season debut live from the Holiday Inn right across from Memorial Coliseum. You're listening to the Tuesday edition of the Sports Rush on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM. Welcome back to the Sports Rush, your daily local sports fix 4 to 6. Brett Rump, Caleb Hatch. Don't forget, top of the hour, 6 o'clock, we turn it over to the Mastodons Coaches Show, hosted by me. How will I get from here to the Holiday Inn? Oh, it's a good day to have the Sports Rush chopper ready and standing by. We will have the show from 6 to 7 o'clock. I'll be joined by Coach John Kaufman, men's basketball coach, women's basketball coach, Maria Marcassano, and that will be from 6 to 7 p.m. tonight. And don't forget, this Friday, high school football takes us out to Carroll High School for the Homestead Spartans and the Carroll Chargers. 6 o'clock, the Parkview Sports Medicine High School Football Tailgate Pregame Show. 7 o'clock, the kick. And then after the game, join John Nolan and I live at the Pine Valley Pizza Hut for the Indiana Physical Therapy Postgame Show up until 11 o'clock. We've got your sectional football covered this Friday right here at 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM. Of course, now I know if we're ever in a pinch, need somebody to fill in, maybe as a co-host, maybe as a scoreboard guy for our Friday nights, we've got a new media mogul, a broadcasting star in the making, that's joining us right now on the Masters Heating and Cooling Hotline. It is Sean Sidlowski. Hey, Sid, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good, Brett. I was actually watching Succession last night, and now that you said media mogul, that doesn't sound too bad on my resume.
you got a chance to jump in and join Shane. I was trying to remember. I know Shane has periodically had players that maybe were out for a game, injured or something, that have joined him in the booth. Did you ever do that before?
No, to be honest, I haven't even been up into the press box area. I was in a little bit of a rush after the banner ceremony there, and kind of a little bit nervous that I wasn't going to make it because I didn't even know how to get up to the press box, to be honest. I had no clue there was an elevator to get up there. And, you know, I honestly had no idea what really a game day was like for someone like Shane. So it was a pretty cool experience to get to do.
And it does take a little while to get used to hearing your own voice coming through your headsets and all of that. I mean, if you didn't have a trial run or a rehearsal, you did a heck of a job, man.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. Yeah, there's, you know, it was a little nerve-wracking. Just, you know, I didn't want to take over, you know, anytime Shane was talking, and it was kind of hard to find those moments when to speak up. But Shane makes it pretty easy, obviously, when he'll stop talking and give you a moment to speak in if you want. And if not, he'll continue on. You know, he's a definition of a professional, and obviously I know he learned from one of the best in Bob Chase, so it was a pretty easy night.
What is it like when you go up there? I mean, do you have to kind of, when you're putting the headsets on, did you say something, either say a little prayer or say something to yourself to remind you, this is radio, keep it clean?
Fortunately, I think even Fort Wayne itself has prepared me enough to kind of have that filter in the moment. You know, obviously it's a place with more media than anywhere else in the league, so I'm pretty used to speaking, whether it's in a camera or to a microphone. You know, it's not something I shy away from, so I feel I've got a pretty good grasp on how to speak in the moment and how to, you know, reflect what I'm thinking.
It didn't stop Marshawn Lynch last night on the Manning broadcast. I don't know if you had a chance to. Have you checked that out at all? Do you watch football? Are you an all sports kind of guy?
Yeah, you know what? I'm not necessarily. I mean, I have an interest in all sports. I love playing them all, but there's some I can't necessarily watch or don't enjoy watching. But, you know, I used to be into basketball a little bit more. Same with baseball when the Tigers were good. But unfortunately, Detroit's struggling in all categories at the moment. But yeah, I did have a chance to catch it last night. And you know what? If I had the same amount of money Marshawn Lynch does and already had the career he did, I might be a little more free with my words. But to be honest, I think when you're speaking, knowing you know, there's families, kids potentially listening, it's, you know, it wouldn't be in my nature to want to swear anyways. And on a national network like ESPN, I'd probably have the same feeling regardless of the money. So, you know, each his own, I guess. But, yeah, that was pretty wild.
So you didn't have your three Hennessys before you went on the air with Shane Saturday?
I think that might have caused that to happen, sure. But that's why I know better to not do that. So, yeah, come prepared, Marshawn.
Talking to Sean Sidlowski. Of course, Sean, we know about the back surgery. Seems like just seeing you out on the ice and all that, I mean, I guess things have gone well to this point. What's the recovery been like? How do you feel?
Oh, yeah, to be honest, I feel good. You know, I had my surgery with Dr. Ron there in Fort Wayne and did a phenomenal job. I mean, I had, I'd say, slight discomfort for about 3 days after the surgery. And other than that, it was, you know, honestly pretty easy. I wasn't allowed to do too much, of course, so it was a lot of boredom and me trying to entertain myself, which was probably the hardest thing of all. And, you know, I was not allowed to do too much for the first couple months other than walk. But, you know, I did happen to, you know, grow to like walking a bit because I was kind of forced to. But so, yeah, I fortunately was able to still eat good and stuff like that, and knowing I still wanted to play hockey. And so I think that helped, and I feel pretty good. So, you know, I'm actually back on the ice. This last week, I was given the go-ahead to get back on the ice in full equipment. Obviously, no contact or anything yet, but you know, I'm hopeful by mid-November that I'd be given the full go-ahead to get back out and be full go.
Is there a test in your mind that you, I don't want to say, are nervous about passing, or is there some point where you say, when I did this, it always hurt? And you haven't gotten to that yet. Is that coming? You know, is it a hit into the boards? Is it something that you've done before as far as moments where you knew that it would hurt and you're waiting to see how you react now?
Yeah, to be honest, you know, I wasn't dealing with the worst part of what my injury was for the last few years, I'd say. I back in the Western Conference Finals when we played against Colorado, that was at its peak and at its worst. And that was by far the worst thing I've had to deal with in my career in terms of pain, because I'd get the shooting leg pain down my hamstring and, you know, even into my feet, stuff like that. And that was tough to deal with. And, you know, it wasn't really necessarily one certain thing that caused it. It was just, you know, we can't help it with the terms of our schedule when you play three games in three nights or four and five, stuff like that. And that's when I knew I wouldn't feel good, and there was nothing I could do to prevent that. So, you know, that was really where my injury was at, and that was the frustrating part, was knowing it was going to be bad. And that's when it affected the mental side of my game. But to be honest, where I'm at now, you know, it was the nerve damage that I had the last couple of years that was really affecting me, and I didn't know it. But it was causing a lot of imbalance and lack of strength in my right leg. And since I've been back on the ice these last couple of weeks, it's kind of mind blowing because I didn't know even really what nerves did in your body. You hear more about the muscles, the tendons, stuff like that. You don't hear too much about nerves until you experience it. And you know, it's amazing now that I feel like I can actually feel my whole foot, my right foot on the ice now. And I didn't even know that I couldn't. So that's why it was kind of a weird injury for me. So to be honest, I'm just really glad I had the surgery, and I'm very glad it's going well.
What are they telling you for a timeline at this point?
Well, like I said, mid-November is kind of my goal at the moment. I have my last, hopefully my last checkup with the doctor, which would be my three-month follow-up after surgery, and that's on November 11th. So I'm hoping that day I go in and he's still happy with the progress and tells me he's content with me going to try it again.
Let's talk about on-ice ceremonies. You mentioned it, that you were down on the ice for the raising of the banner. I guess there were probably some multiple things you could have had going through your mind as you stood there on the ice with that banner about to be revealed and raised to the rafters at the Coliseum. One is, I wish I was in uniform. Two, I hope this thing ain't upside down. And number three, this is giving me goosebumps. What was probably most prevalent in your mind?
Well, I did make the joke to Scott Sproat, which he's heard a million times before, that let's double check and make sure it's right side up. so he gave me a half-hearted chuckle at that one. Yeah, we get it.
I think they're tired of hearing that one, but it's still funny.
Yeah, I know they're tired of hearing that one, and I know people love using the gif of it now, too, so... Unfortunately, for Chalker, that happened, but, you know, I think we've recovered from that a little bit. Unfortunately, we did it right this time, but yeah, I was, of course, I liked Ben in equipment. It was the first season. I wasn't ready at the start of the season, so that was kind of weird, and obviously wanted to be out there with the guys and stuff like that, but to be honest, the way I looked at it when the time came was that, you know, it's kind of a cool experience. To not be in the lineup, because you kind of do get to soak it all in. It's even like the championship night when your emotions are that high, it's almost hard to settle down and, you know, reel back that excitement a little bit and just say, hey, wow, we did it. But, you know, obviously that went just as good as I could have expected, and, you know, happy, and it was just a fun night to celebrate with everyone.
What'd you think about the guys on the ice? A chance to sit back and kind of evaluate a team from almost the outside. What did you think?
Well, first, I thought it was a huge comeback win. You know, the first period, you know, wasn't too impressive. And, you know, I'm not trying to obviously nag at the guys, but they would probably say the same thing. And it showed, I think, the greatest quality we had on our championship team from last year was the fact that we were behind in a lot of games and we found a way to come back. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't necessarily have to be pretty, but if you have that commitment for guys, you know, it's about winning the game, and they came back and did it. So, I thought that was pretty impressive for one, and you know, I mentioned it on air a couple times that I know it's tough being a younger guy, or not even a younger guy, a new guy on a team where you're considered a defending champ now, and that adds a little pressure, especially a banner ceremony night, your first night on home ice in Fort Wayne, which is an awesome experience itself. So adding everything up, a lot of excitement, and you know, I think guys were trying to play a little bit too hard at times and not try to make the correct plays, you know, and that's something, you know, even I would have had to deal with playing, because it would have been, it's opening night in Fort Wayne especially is always a fun, exciting night, so the nerves takes a minute to get out of your system.
Sean Sidlowski joining us on the Masters Heating and Cooling Hotline. I do want to ask you before we go, Sean, a couple of weeks, 2-3 weeks or so before you're hoping to be cleared to maybe go ahead and get back on the ice and play, where will that be? I mean, it's in the ECHL, it's tough because of the veteran limit as far as trying to get into a roster once it gets going. Will it be the Comets? What are the discussions like?
Well, all I would say to that is I don't think the door is closed. Sometimes, it doesn't matter what necessarily I want or what one side wants. It's got to be mutual, obviously, in this business. And, still hopeful that that happens. But in the case, I still know I'm going to play. And I don't know where yet, which is kind of an uneasy feeling because it's just the first time that I haven't known, along with, not being ready for the season. So, but it's something I'm at terms with. And, I still have full confidence in myself, especially feeling as good as I do from this recovery that, I'll be able to come back and be a big time contributor for whatever team that will be. And, that's what I'm looking forward to and just enjoying the game of hockey.
Jean, we love you here in Fort Wayne. What you got accomplished, you finally got that, got a chance to carry that Kelly Cup. And I will say this, I'd love to see you in a Comet uniform, but I also want to see you playing somewhere and continuing to live out your dream. And if you do end up on an opponent that comes into the Coliseum, it'd be one hell of a tribute video that they could put up there for you. So it still would be a lot of fun to see on Coliseum ice. But best of luck, man. It's been a lot of fun having you on the show and talking to you, and I hope we talk to you many times again.
Yeah, well, I definitely appreciate that, Brett. It's obviously been great 8 years in Fort Wayne, and like I said, I'm still pretty hopeful that something works out. But of course, we'll have to see what happens with the veterans and stuff like that. So regardless, obviously, there will always be a huge place in my heart for Fort Wayne. It'll always be my second home.
Well, and there's always a second seat up there with Shane, too. So, if at some point, I'm not saying now, but at some point, if you want to come back and jump in that second seat with Shane, just give Al Barani a call.
Yeah, there is some chemistry there, so I won't lie. So it's a potential for that, for sure.
All right, Sean, great talking to you. Take care. Best of luck with your health. We'll look forward to seeing you on the ice soon.
Yeah, thanks, sir. I appreciate it.
Yep, that is Sean Sedlowski joining us here on the Masters Heating and Cooling Hotline. 46862, Parkview Sports Medicine text line, 46862. Got to get in a quick break. We're coming back. It's the Sports Rush on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM. Welcome back to the Sports Rush, your daily local sports fix, 4 to 6. Brett Rump, Caleb Hatch, 46862, the Parkview Sports Medicine text line, 46862. I tell you what, Matt Nagy, it is time to go. Now Matt Nagy does have COVID. Now that's not the reason that he has to go, but he's going to be out for a while. And four players are now on the COVID list for the Chicago Bears. But here's why he has to go. After a devastating loss, an embarrassing loss to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, where the Bears look just completely outmatched by Tom Brady and Tampa Bay, Matt Nagy talked about how close his team had gotten over the weekend and how close this group is now through the plane flight, through the time in the hotel. Well, I'm glad they had a bonding vacation because nothing bonds your teammates to you like a 38-3 shellacking. I mean, completely, Matt Nagy is out of touch with what's happening in Chicago, which is a team that is going the wrong direction fast. Matt Nagy doesn't seem to have answers. Justin Fields doesn't seem to have a whole lot of direction. He has some plays, but then he has some mistakes. A lot of that is just how you're coached as a rookie quarterback. And right now, it just doesn't look like anything's going well in Chicago. And it starts to make it look like maybe Mitch Trubisky saved that franchise for a couple of years and saved Matt Nagy his job. You look at Matt Nagy's record with Mitch Trubisky versus his record without Mitch Trubisky, and you start to think, geez, maybe Mitch Trubisky was the star of Chicago. Matt Nagy, 25-13 with Trubisky as the quarterback, 6-11 when he doesn't start. A lot of problems in Chicago right now, and I don't think they're being solved with Matt Nagy at the helm. 46862, Parkview Sports Medicine text line, 46862. Meanwhile, Colts heading into the big one this weekend against the Tennessee Titans. This is the season for the Colts. like we said yesterday, you look at the schedule that remains for Tennessee, not very daunting once you get past this week. You know, you do have the Rams next week. Okay, that's a tough one for Tennessee, especially trying to bounce back after they've had successive games. I mean, multiple successive games against tough competition. They had the Bills and the Chiefs at home, at the Colts, and then they go out to the West Coast to take on the Rams. That's Sunday Night Football. The Rams, I think, have an advantage here because you have a defensive line that starts with Aaron Donald that can help to maybe contain Derrick Henry, force Tannehill to be the one to beat you. I think the corners for the Rams are good enough, especially with Ramsey, that the Rams will have a good shot at the Titans next week. But once you get through that, we saw the Saints last night against Seattle, and I don't think that scares anybody. And the Saints are up next for the Titans on November 4th, or 14th, rather. They will play in Nashville. Then the Titans have the Texans, the Patriots, the Jaguars, the Titans, or the Steelers, the 49ers, the Dolphins, and the Texans once again. That's two games against the Texans, a game against the Jaguars, a game against the Steelers, a game against the 49ers, who are a mess. And in fact, it's crazy that Frank Reich just absolutely coached the pants off of Kyle Shanahan on Sunday night. Then you've got the Dolphins, 1-6. And the only other game then, the Saints game, which comes up middle of November. That's not a tough schedule. I don't see more than a loss in that group, if that. And it would be a bad loss for the Titans. So, I mean, when you look at the Colts, if they don't get this game and go three back plus four back, if you count the tiebreaker, I mean, there's no help out there for hoping the Titans lose. The toughest part of the schedule for the Titans, they are rolling through right now. And so far, they've got the first two, and then they have the head-to-head against the Colts before going to the Rams. That is the toughest part of the Titans' schedule. And they're possibly going to go 4-0. I mean, a lot of it depends on these next two games. Colts have a shot to beat them. Right now, the Titans are a one-point favorite at Lucas Oil Stadium. And I think a lot's going to depend on the Colts' health. Will they have Braden Smith back? More importantly, will they have T.Y. Hilton back? We know Paris Campbell's out for the year, but the Colts do need that vertical threat. I don't think you can count on Michael Pittman to consistently be your vertical threat. So I think the Colts need to be healthy. And the other question is the secondary. Man, is it beat up. Missing safeties, missing corners. And so health is going to be something key for the Colts this week. We'll keep an eye on it. Hey, don't forget, coming up here at the top of the hour, we've got the season premiere of the Mastodons Coaches Show. We're going to have Coach John Kaufman, men's basketball coach, joining us to preview his season and talk about his roster, some of the additions, what the summer has been like, and what it has meant to have a full year of prep heading into a season. Coach John Kaufman, 6 o'clock, the Mastodons Coaches Show, coming to you live this year from the Holiday Inn Mastodon Grill. And you are invited to come by and join the show. So if you'd like to stop by right there across from the Coliseum, if you've not been in the Holiday Inn, this would be a chance to stop in and check out the place. Beautiful setting for the Mastodons Coaches Show out there at the Holiday Inn. We'll be out there at 6 o'clock till 7. After Coach John Kaufman, we've got women's basketball coach Maria Marcassano. And, of course, a lot of optimism with Coach Marcassano taking over the women's basketball program. I know it's going to take time and you have to have patience, but I think we're already seeing with the culture and with the improvement in the roster that this team's already heading in the right direction. We'll talk to her as well. That comes up 6 o'clock tonight. Then on Friday night, don't forget to join us for high school football. What a night it's going to be as everybody gets into action. That means 5A and 6A off their bye weeks. And in 6A, you've got the Homestead Spartans visiting the Carroll Chargers. That is our 1380 The Fan, 100.9 FM high school football game of the week. It's the second time we'll have this matchup this year. The first time went down to the finish, 17-10. The Carroll Chargers got the win over their rivals, and that gave Carroll essentially a share of the SAC title, with the Bishop Lewis Knights and the Snyder Panthers. Now it's time for postseason accolades. And can Carroll keep it going, or can Homestead flip the script? Homestead's been the team to beat in the sectional, and we'll see what happens tonight as the Friday night as the Homestead Spartans take on the Carroll Chargers. Pregame show, the Parkview Sports Medicine Tailgate pregame show, will start at 6 o'clock. After the game, join us at the Pine Valley Pizza Hut. John Nolan will be our scoreboard operator this week. Of course, you hear him as the voice of the Tin Caps. He will be our scoreboard operator Friday night, bringing you all of the sectional action and final scores. Plus, we'll have coaches' interviews, analysis, and more. That all comes up this Friday night here at 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM. We're going to take a quick wrap. We're going to be coming back. We've got still a lot more to discuss, and we've got the coaches show that comes up, the Mastodons coaches show. Excited about that. So got to get the chopper warmed up and ready to get me across town real quick tonight. We'll do that, and we'll come back. It's a Sports Rush on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM.
And welcome back to the Sports Rush. Final time here on a Tuesday. Caleb Hatch in for Brett. Brett on his way to the Holiday Inn, getting you set for the Mastodons Coaches Show coming up here on 1380 The Fan in 100.9 FM at the top of the hour. In fact, that leads off the schedule here on 1380 The Fan in 100.9 FM for this evening. Mastodons Coaches Show guests include, well, one of them you just heard on the re-entry, Mastodons men's basketball coach John Kaufman, also women's basketball coach Maria Marcassano, scheduled to appear for the Mastodons Coaches Show presented by Diamond Residential Mortgage. Again, Brett Rump will have you at the Holiday Inn with all the information to get you set for basketball season just coming up here in a couple of weeks. And, of course, the World Series Game 1 tonight as well. That'll be on Fox TV. Braves and Astros. Braves finally back in the World Series, first time since 99. Houston trying to win another title here. First pitch, and that one set for 8:09. Thanks to the guests that have joined us for today's show. Thanks to Kevin Bowen. He joined us in hour number one discussing all things Colts. Kevin Bowen from 93.5 and 107.5, The Fan down in Indianapolis. Also, Miles Turner. Should the Indiana Pacers keep Turner or trade him before the trade deadline coming up in a couple of months? That seems to be the question. Turner struggling on the year. He had a 40-point game, a career high, but all his other games only in single digits in the scoring load. Also in hour number two, Sean Sidlowski, former Comet, joins to discuss calling the game on Saturday night and his rehab coming back from injury, what his future plans are. You can catch all of that on the podcast. You can follow us for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Again, Brett Rupp will be back with you shortly for the Mastodons Coaches Show. For now, I'm Caleb Hatch. Thanks for joining us on the Sports Rush on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM.
Podcasts by Federated Media.